Now, for 20 years, there has been only one route for world-class Czech ice hockey players, west. But since the creation of the Continental Hockey League in Russia 4 years ago, this once clear system is being ever more distorted. Increasing numbers of European and even American stars now decide to head east rather than go into the NHL. And it is not only players that seem to be flocking to the Eurasian League, but teams as well. Most recently, the first Czech club to join was HC Lev Praha. Tom McEncrow has the story.
The project is not only a risky financial undertaking, but physically it may prove challenging as well, with teams casually having to travel more than 1,000 miles to play their next game. On the other hand, the attractiveness of watching games between teams from the second best league in the world and its situation in the Czech capital gives HC Lev Praha a chance to become one of the most popular teams in Bohemia. I asked the club's manager, Norman Sejesz, what were the other reasons for funding a Czech KHL team?
Because from Czech coming many great players, and those players play around, everywhere around the world, and many players play in the KHL league, and why not build a new Czech team? The Czech players play at home for the Czech team.
The club has established its base in Prague's second largest stadium, the 13,000-seat Tipsport Arena in Holešovice, which it will share with its long-time occupiers, Sparta Prague. The team is still in its early stages, the players having had their first training just a couple of weeks ago. But already, HC Lev has beaten two Czech league clubs in friendlies and has managed to amass a cadre of considerable strength, featuring a number of former NHL players and KHL stars, along with 6 Czech national team players. I asked the judges about how Lev Praha planned to attract new fans.
Not just the hockey, you must try to make something for the people, some show around the hockey, because now it's hockey, not just like simple hockey. It's show around, looks like NHL.
Among the NHL expatriates, there is also a number of Canadian players. After the team's training, I questioned one of them, Paul Shehura, about what it's like to play in a completely new team.
It's going to take a little time to get used to everybody. But yeah, I mean, still trying to figure everything out, you know, getting used to players, you know, the locker room, everything like that. You know, it's going to take some time, but, you know, it's the professionals and, you know, we'll make it work.
The club will play in the Western Bobrov Division, the culturally most varied group in the KHL, which features teams from the Ukraine, Latvia, Slovakia, and of course Russia, playing its first game against Dinamo Riga on the 6th of September. It will certainly be interesting to see how the project develops and if other Czech teams will follow suit in the future. In any case, credit must be given to the brave gamble that HC Lev's owners have decided to undertake.
That report was by Tom McEncrow.